Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. In recent weeks, we've been talking about the subject of baptism as we find it revealed to us in the New Testament. We want to know what God has said about this subject. Now, what we're going to discuss today, and possibly for another lesson as well, is something that is suggested in the teaching of John the Baptist that we read about in Mark chapter 1. Beginning with the first verse, "The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophets, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare the way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, and make his paths straight. John did baptize in the wilderness, and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And there went out unto him all the land of Judea, and they of Jerusalem, and all were baptized of him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed with camel's hair, and with a girdle of skin about his loins, and did eat locusts and wild honey, and preached, saying, There cometh one mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit." Now our subject is Holy Spirit baptism. Now there are a number of areas of study involving the Holy Spirit. But we're going to confine ourselves in this study to the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And there are many things that are revealed about it. And there are some things that are not revealed, and we're not going to take the liberty to try to add to the Word of God where God hasn't revealed things. We intend to confine our study to what God has revealed in His all-sufficient Scripture. Now, there's a great deal of confusion on this subject, but the confusion regarding this subject is evident in some claim to be baptized of the Holy Spirit today. There are others who deny that they have been. Some claim to be baptized several times in the Holy Spirit, and others deny that, no, you're only baptized once in the Holy Spirit. Some say it's necessary to salvation to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, and there be others that would deny that. And on goes the discussions about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Well, let's understand something about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not a liquid into which we are baptized or which anybody is baptized. We'll be baptized in water, to be sure. In John chapter 7, "In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Notice, he that believeth on me, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this he spake of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because that Christ was not yet glorified." Now, friend, you see that the Holy Spirit is not literal water, but this statement explains the saving and life-giving quality that flows from the Holy Spirit. So this is a most important subject. Now, baptism conveys the idea of being overwhelmed, completely overcome, overpowered, submerged and immersed beneath the power and the direction of the Holy Spirit. Now, unless this is the meaning of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it doesn't have any meaning at all. So the baptism of the Holy Spirit is to be submerged beneath the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, we need not to understand what the Holy Spirit baptism is not. We need to understand that the confusion that people have about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it doesn't stem from Scripture, and it is not emotionalism. It's not a spontaneous excitement. It doesn't cause people to jump over the pews and to roll around on the ground barking like a dog. Some have contended that way, but that's not what the Bible presents it. The Holy Spirit was promised. It was never commanded. It was prophesied in Joel chapter 2. It was prophesied that there would be the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And not only did Joel chapter 2 prophesy that, in Acts chapter 2, the Apostle Peter on that day said that prophecy was fulfilled. But Jesus also promised the coming of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 14 and 15 and 16, to his apostles. And in Acts chapter 1 and verse 5, when Jesus was speaking to his apostles just before he ascended into heaven, "For John indeed baptized with water, but ye," and now he's talking to the apostles, "ye shall be baptized in the Holy Spirit not many days hence." Now, friend, nobody could then, and nobody can now, obey the baptism of the Holy Spirit. One obeys a command, but the baptism of the Holy Spirit was prophesied. The baptism of the Holy Spirit was a promise. The baptism of the Holy Spirit was never commanded of anybody. Now, we're commanded to be baptized in water. Jesus made it a condition of salvation in Mark 16:16. "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." The Apostle Peter made it a condition for the remission of sins when he said, "Repent and be baptized for the remission of sins." In Acts chapter 8, we read that Philip preached to the Samaritans and they were baptized. He preached to the Ethiopian. He was baptized. In Acts chapter 10, Peter preached to the household of Cornelius and they were baptized. But nobody could then and nobody can now receive the Holy Spirit by choosing to receive the Holy Spirit, because that would contradict the way that the Holy Spirit was administered. And this contradicts many false doctrines that are circulated about the baptism of the Holy Spirit when people are urged to pray for the Holy Spirit and to request the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And furthermore, we need to understand this about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It was not administered by men. Now, the baptism that Jesus said that the apostles were to go and to preach and to baptize in Mark 16 and Matthew 28, that was a water baptism that they were to administer. But Jesus is the one that is said to administer the Holy Spirit baptism. In John 1, verse 33, "Upon whomsoever thou shalt see the Spirit descending and abiding upon him, the same is he that baptizeth in the Holy Spirit." So those that were baptized of the Holy Spirit, they were baptized as the result of the actions of deity. It was not obedience to a command. It was in fulfillment of a promise. It was not administered by men. This was a work of deity, not the work of humanity. Now, in John 14, 26, and John 15, also verse 26, in John chapter 16, and in Acts chapter 1, Jesus promised to send the Spirit, and he identified the Spirit as the Comforter, and this would be after his departure back to the Father. Even the apostles were never given the power to baptize anybody in the Holy Spirit. As I have said, this was an action of deity. Every single time, there on the day of Pentecost, this was not an action that man administered. This was what Christ did. And the apostles, having been baptized of the Holy Spirit, they indeed could lay their hands on others, whereby others were enabled to work spiritual or miraculous gifts by the power of the Holy Spirit. But that was not the same as the baptism of the Holy Spirit. This was a power, of course, this ability to lay hands on others to enable them to perform miracles. That was a power that was unique to the apostles. Even Philip, who had had hands laid upon him and enabled him to perform miracles, who had preached the gospel and himself worked miracles, could not even grant miraculous powers to others. It took the apostles for that. Jesus taught, and Paul through the apostle Paul, there is one baptism, Ephesians chapter 4, 4 and 5. Now this blunts the claims of those today who contend for Holy Spirit baptism today. When Paul taught the truth, there is one baptism, present tense, the baptism that was being preached, the baptism that was being practiced, was a water baptism for the remission of sins in the name of or by the authority of Jesus Christ. That's the one baptism. We discussed that in earlier lessons about baptism. And while some contend for both water baptism and Holy Spirit baptism, why, the Apostle Paul contradicts that idea when he says there is one. Now, if anybody today has been baptized of the Holy Spirit, it would have to be because the Lord Jesus has administered that unto them. And this, of course, would contradict Paul's statement again, because Jesus has authorized water baptism. If he also called for Holy Spirit baptism, why, that's two baptisms. Paul says there's only one. And those who claim Holy Spirit baptism for themselves, we would simply ask, why is God a respecter of persons? And we're simply asking, why would God baptize you with the Holy Spirit and not others? Why not everybody? But you see, it was never promised to everybody. It was never prophesied to come upon everybody, whether they be children of God or not. It was promised to the apostles, and the apostles received the baptism of the Holy Spirit on the first Pentecost after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And when they did, they exercised the power that the baptism of the Holy Spirit granted unto them. They preached the gospel in its fullness and completeness. They taught people what to do to be saved. They preached as the Spirit guided them. The Holy Spirit came upon the apostles, and they spoke the truth of God, just as Jesus had promised that they would. And they taught the people about Christ, and how that God had raised this same Jesus whom ye crucified, both Lord and Christ. Well, the people believed what the Apostle Peter preached on that day, didn't they? And they cried out, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Well, the Apostle Peter, now he was guided by the Holy Spirit as a result of being baptized of the Holy Spirit. And he had said this was the fulfillment of the prophecy of Joel. He told them to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. No, he didn't promise them the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He promised them the salvation that the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, said would belong to those who obeyed the gospel. We're going to have some more to say about the Holy Spirit in our next lesson. We hope that you will be listening. Search the scriptures to learn about these things, folks. Don't take the doctrines of men. This is A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.